Sis, let me ask you something. Are you tired of starting strong and slipping back into old patterns? If you're ready to develop real discipline, that is spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, then this 21-day discipline bootcamp is for you. I am inviting you to join my 21-day discipline bootcamp happening April 21st through May 12th, 2025. This is a transformational experience for Black female entrepreneurs and leaders who are ready to align their behaviors, mindsets, and emotional responses with the Word of God. Let's face it, y'all. It's time to break cycles. Okay, it's time to build consistency and become the focused, self-controlled, purpose-driven woman you were created to be. If you are ready to transform your mind, your emotional responses, and your behaviors that align with Christ, go ahead and click the link in my show notes or go to thedreak.com/21daybootcamp. This bootcamp will be jam-packed with prayer calls, live sessions, weekly coaching videos, community, and more. This is it. This is the moment. This is your opportunity to transform your mind, your will, and your emotions by learning to develop discipline in the very areas where the enemy has dwelled in. This is the moment that you have been waiting for. This is the moment you have been praying to God for. I am so incredibly proud of you for making this decision to take the next step in your spiritual and emotional development journey. I am so excited to see you all there. Let's go ahead and get back into the episode.
Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business.
Going after the things that God has for us.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, everybody? It is your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I hope you all are doing well. If you ain't, we've been through this. We've covered this already. If you ain't doing good, you need to be seeking Jesus, okay? Seek the Lord. I'm excited to bring you guys another episode. In today's episode, I want to share the audio version of my YouTube video that I posted on last week. It is called How the Enemy Uses Women. There's a lot of boldness in that statement. Jesus, what are you doing to me? Because clearly, for you to be giving me these messages and telling me to put it out there into the world and for people to just find it and click on it and listen to it, watch it, you're getting me into some stuff, okay? You're getting me deep and deep and deep into some things. But it's okay because we love him, right? God has literally been like reigniting this boldness inside of me, and not gonna lie, there is a little resistance there. But at the end of the day, I realized that all of this, everything that I am doing, clearly it's not about me. It's not about how I feel. It's simply me walking in the calling and in the purpose that God designed for me. I may not agree with the Lord all the time, like I ain't now, but the way God has been using me in this season of my life, the way he has been shaping my story and how he has been leading me, y'all, I clearly have no say so. Like, he has full control over me, and I have been readjusting to that, right? So anything that I put out from this point on, it's going to give boldness, okay? It's going to give faith. It's going to give crazy faith. It's going to give, is she delusional or is she actually operating in faith? Is she actually doing the things that God is calling her to do? Because it's giving supernatural. Okay, it's giving, who told her to do that? So we are here, we are doing all of the things that the Lord is calling us to do. And some of us, we may be fighting a little bit. We may be like, Lord, why we got to do it this way? why we gotta go that way. But ultimately, I know that God is leading each and every one of us to wherever it is that he has been talking to us about, wherever our destiny lies, right? So I hope you guys have been enjoying the episodes. I hope that they are empowering. I hope they are inspiring to each and every one of you all. If you have been loving the episodes, go ahead and leave a review, leave a rating, and let everybody know what's going on over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast, because we got a lot going on, right? The 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp has officially launched. If you are hesitant, if you are fearful of what this may entail, if you are just experiencing uncertainty of what this process is going to be like, if you begin this journey of just going through the 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp, I can assure you it is transformational. I can assure you that. This is my own personal process that God has allowed me to endure. He has shaped my mind. He has renewed my behaviors, my responses, things of that nature. And I put it inside of the 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp experience. If you're an oldie but a goodie, you already know what these 21-Day Discipline Bootcamps are like. I have been doing 21-Day Discipline Bootcamps since 2021, and they have been such a great experience for myself and the participants that have endured it as well. If you are interested in joining, go ahead and click the link in the show notes below. If you're on my social media platform, the link is in my bio. On my YouTube, the link is in my description box, or you could just go to my website, thedreak.com, and sign up there. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play that replay for you guys, and I hope it blesses and encourages you on today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Living in Pursuit podcast, for supporting Living in Pursuit brand. I love each and every one of you guys, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye. Hey everyone, welcome back to my channel. It's your girl Drea K back with a brand new video here on my YouTube channel. I am excited to be bringing you this video that is very, very necessary for not only the body of Christ to hear, but for women in general to hear. If you are not familiar with who I am, my name is Drea K. I am a life and business coach. I am a singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, podcast host, all of the things, okay? But especially a woman of God, a prophetic voice, okay, for this day and age, in the lifetime that we are living in right now. So I'm coming here today in this video to really speak to the emotional state of women right now. As you can tell, there are just a lot going on in the world. There is a lot of just a lot of spiritual things, right, going on in the world. But internally, us women, we fight so much with our emotions. We fight so much with unforgiveness and bitterness and things like that. But most of that goes unnoticed because of the busyness, because of us in operating in our titles, right? As an entrepreneur, it could be very easy for me to suppress what it is that I'm feeling in the moment just so I can get the work done, right? As a mother, it's so easy for me to bypass what I feel, bypass what I am experiencing and going through, that I can just get the job done in spite of what I'm feeling. And so the way that I have been experiencing the devil attacking a lot of us is by busyness. Yeah, busyness. If we can get ourselves busy, if we can find ourselves working in our business and doing all of the things and having so much on our plate, that would get us to not pay attention to what's going on internally. That will force us to deal with other outside things instead of what's going on inwardly. Emotionally and mentally, this is how a lot of women become emotionally unavailable. There's just so much going on. I'm a mother of two, three. I have multiple children. I have multiple people in my family to deal with. You may be the breadwinner in your family. You may be the oldest daughter or the oldest sibling in your family. And you just have a lot of responsibility, right? But internally, you have not begun to identify what it is that you are feeling, what it is that is causing you to separate yourself from reality. Yeah. The bitterness, the unhealthy emotions that have gone unchecked for years. It's so easy for you to escape into your work. It's so easy for you to escape into all of your multiple hats and not deal with the root of the issue that is causing you the anger, the frustration, acting on your lustful desires, just trying to find some type of outlet instead of taking what you are feeling and taking that to God. You're trying to suppress what you feel so you can get some things done, so you can mark some things off of your list. You are becoming emotionally unavailable to everyone around you, and it is affecting them. It's affecting your children. It's affecting your work, your coworkers. It's affecting your interactions and your relationships with people. If you do not stop the busyness, if you do not take time to really dive into the issue, the root of your anger, the root of your frustration, the root of your heartbreak, you're going to constantly be operating like this. You're just going to be on go. You're just going to run fast nowhere. A lot of times when we find ourselves being busy, it is a way to escape from what it is that we're going through. The things that we find ourselves being busy in has nothing to do with purpose. We're just doing something that someone else is doing. We're just doing something because we're influenced by others to do it. We're not doing it because God has ordained us to do so. We're not doing it because God told us to do something. We're doing it so that we can be seen. We're doing it so that we can get out of our current situations. We're trying to elevate ourselves. We're trying to elevate our own lives and get outside of the will of God, doing our own thing, operating in our own strength. Of course, the enemy would love to keep you busy so that he can distract you from what you are actually meant to do on this earth. Yes, the enemy would love to keep you busy in the wrong things, making you productive, yes, but productive in all of the wrong things. If you are not operating in your purpose, if you are not doing anything that is tied to your Christ-centered identity, you're out of line. You're just doing things just to do it. You're not operating from a sense of knowledge of who you are in the kingdom of God. When you deal with those emotions, when you deal with your healing journey, when you become fully present in your healing journey, you will then begin to identify who you actually are, who God has called you to be, what he has called you to do. That's where you find purpose. Purpose is a discovery of what you are meant to do in order to help those around you. Purpose is in what you do. Purpose is in who you are. Purpose is heavily tied to who God has created you to be. And if you do not know that, if you have not discovered what your purpose is yet, maybe you need to heal in the presence of God, in your word, reading your scriptures, going to therapy, doing the work, not hiding from your emotions, not busying yourself just to escape what it is that you're feeling. I guarantee you, after you've gone to work, after you've done a million tasks, after you've placed the kids in the bed, after you lay your head on that pillow, those emotions that you have been trying to suppress are going to hit you as soon as you try to go to sleep. So then you pick up the phone and you try to go to TikTok. You try to scroll on Instagram. You try to play games on your phone. You try to distract yourself from what you are actually feeling instead of addressing it. You're calling other people to come be with you in those moments of solitude, in those moments of loneliness. You're calling people to be with you. And those people don't even need to be in your life. They are not positioned and ordained to be a part of your life. But as a way of escape, this is how the enemy operates in us. Busyness. Another way that the enemy influences us and operates through us is when we become open vessels for sin. We're just blatantly sinning. We're just dipping and dabbing into things we know as Christians we are not supposed to do. But when you aren't addressing your emotions, when you aren't addressing the offense, when you're not addressing the things that you've gone through, when you're not addressing your trauma, you create coping mechanisms. And most of those coping mechanisms are tied to sin, lust, fornication, masturbation, pornography, sex, drinking, overly drinking. You can have a glass of wine or two, okay? But getting drunk and losing control of yourself, your outward behaviors are a reflection of what's going on the inside. So you become emotionally unstable. You're cursing and yelling and just having these fits of rage. You are wrathful towards people who offend you. You are mean towards your children. You are mean towards family members. You are mean towards coworkers and just the people around you. Everything that's going on internally is becoming to or is beginning to spill out in your behaviors. When I was young, I dealt with a lot of rejection. I always felt misunderstood. I was the kid who always wanted to play, always wanted to laugh, and I found joy in making other people laugh, right? So I found my identity in my ability to make people feel good, my ability to make people laugh and, just feel like their best selves, right? The enemy, however, would manipulate me into thinking that if I'm not doing something to please somebody, I am not worthy. In order to not feel rejected, in order to not be rejected, I need to do X, Y, and Z, people pleasing, in order for this person to like me, in order for that person to accept me, in order for that person to not abandon me. This is what the enemy was literally doing. He was trying to infiltrate my thoughts, infiltrate my emotions, my responses, my behaviors, tied to something that should have been cultivated. The ability to make people laugh, the ability to make people feel good. He internally was trying to get me to pervert that. So that led to toxic relationships. That led to promiscuity that led to all of the things that are outside of God's will for my life. It wasn't God's will for me to, operate this way. It wasn't in God's will for me to have sex outside of marriage. It wasn't, clearly, that's not God's will for our life, right? But this is how the enemy will pervert something pure and manipulate it and turn it into something perverted. And in turn, that will cause your behaviors to be out of alignment with God, out of alignment with the word, out of alignment with scripture, out of alignment with your true identity. I also dealt with a lot of anger issues because of the rejection, because of the abandonment. Why every time I got into a friendship, they would leave me, or they would find a new friend, or they would move, or I would have to move. I always felt this abandonment. I always felt like this rejection, right? Being misunderstood, feeling rejected by people that I love. Why was this happening to me, and why couldn't I stop it from happening? So in that came anger. Now I'm angry. Now I'm lashing out at anybody who decides to leave me. Now I'm lashing out at anybody who makes fun of me. You're too silly. You're too funny. You're too this, you're too that. Like, you're a class clown. You need to do this, you need to do that. I started to operate in rebellion because of the rejection. I didn't know myself. I didn't know that God created me to be this way, to be a light in people's lives. I did not know that. So anytime I was offended, anytime I was rejected or cheated on or abandoned or whatever the case may be, I would lash out in anger. In my toxic relationship, literally would have physical fights, shouting matches, would literally almost go to jail behind a simple argument, right? Just becoming uncontrollable, operating in my emotions, allowing my emotions, the negative emotions, to dictate what I do and dictate how I feel and respond to the negative things that were coming my way. This allowed the enemy to begin to use me as his vessel. Yeah, let me send people in her life who are purposely going to reject her. Let me send people into her life who are purposely going to abandon her. Because from past experiences, this is how she's used to acting. This is how I got her to Jesus. This is how I got her to get out of her flesh this time and last time, I should say. This is how she's used to dealing with this type of situation. So let me send more people who are broken, who are emotionally unavailable. Let me send them to her just so she can stay in that state of mind, so she can stay in that state of vulnerability, so she can become susceptible to offense and act that way. Like, the devil is cool with you acting like that. He's cool with you acting like that because the longer you act like that, the longer it'll take for you to truly understand your identity. The longer you stay in that state of mind, the enemy can infiltrate your thought patterns. He can infiltrate your emotional responses. He can control you. He can get you to do whatever it is that he wants you to do. So now you don't even know your real identity in Christ. You don't know that the scriptures have advice and wisdom on how to deal with offense. You don't know that the scriptures in the Bible will literally teach you how to regulate your emotions. It will teach you how to transform your mind. It will help you to start thinking on things that are pure, that are lovely, things that are of God. You don't know that because you're used to operating this way. You're used to feeling abandoned. You're used to feeling rejected. You're used to just performing in this way. And this is how the devil has been having control over your mind, your will, and your emotions. There is a scripture that I want to read to you all. I'm pulling it up on my laptop right now. This is a scripture that God constantly reminds me of, but it's also a scripture that is inside of my discipline boot camps, where I help women transform their minds, their behaviors, their emotional responses through emotional intelligence and biblical strategies. So this scripture is found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 21 through 26. It says, those who cleanse themselves from the latter, who you used to be, what you used to do, the former you, will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Some of you are wondering, why hasn't God elevated me yet? Why am I still stuck in the same place? It's because you haven't cleansed yourself from the things. You haven't allowed God and the Holy Spirit to cleanse you from those behaviors, those mindsets, those emotional responses, those addictions, those habits. You have not allowed God to cleanse you of those things in order for you to be used as his vessel. Right? Verse 22, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant, us, must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth. And this is the part that got me. And that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. When you are operating in your flesh, when you are operating in anger, when you are operating in lust, when you are operating in perversion, when you are operating in witchcraft, all of the things inside of Galatians chapter 5, when you are operating in the acts of the flesh, you are becoming a vessel for the enemy's usage. And we've all been there. We all get in our flesh every single day. But just understand, when you choose to react in anger, when you choose to react in your flesh, when you choose to cope like that, when you choose to sin, you are becoming a vessel of the enemy and not a vessel of God. Each and every one of us. This isn't just for you all who clicked on this video. This is for me as well. Me being in this position of being a life and a business coach and helping women to transform their mindsets and become the version of themselves God is calling them to be, the amount of warfare that I experience on a daily, I have to cling to God each and every single second of my life so that I don't react in a way that is going to discredit me as a woman of God. That is going to discredit me as a vessel of the kingdom. If I'm in a position of leadership and I'm cursing people out, I'm getting mad, I'm getting upset, I'm fighting, I'm in the club drinking, getting drunk, doing the things I used to do in my youth, who's going to believe that I've been transformed? Who's going to believe anything that I'm saying? Who's going to believe that the Bible actually does transform you and heal you and help you regulate your emotions? Like, who's going to believe me? Nobody. So even in my position, even as a singer, I am an R&B singer. Yes, I sing at church with my choir and everything like that, but God has called me into the entertainment industry, right? As a part of my ministry. Even as an R&B singer, I can't just be singing about anything. I just can't say what I feel all the time. Or I can say how I feel, but I can't say it in a way that is going to discredit who I believe in. That's going to discredit my character. I can't compromise who I am just to make the song sound amazing, just to make the song relatable, just to make the song trendy. I have to continue to be a vessel of God, even when I am singing about love, right? So the enemy dwells in these three places, right? Unbelief, unforgiveness, and bitterness. I've experienced all three. We all experience all three, but what God has been teaching me and what God has been showing me in this season of my life is those three spaces and places, God will not fully bring you out of those places until you make the choice to try to get yourself out of it. If you know the scriptures to be true, you have to stand on the word in spite of what you are going through, in spite of your circumstances. You have to stand on the word in spite of what those people are doing and saying about you. You have to stand on the word in spite of what God hasn't done yet. This is where discipline comes in. This is where self-control comes in. This is where the fruit of the Spirit comes in. Galatians chapter 5. This is where your belief in God, in the Holy Spirit, in His power, in His transformative power comes in. But if you are choosing to not forgive, if you are choosing to not believe, if you are choosing to stay in a state of bitterness, God cannot dwell there. He cannot dwell in your spirit. He can send you a sign. He can send you confirmations. He can send you reminders. He can give you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to seek His face. But if you do not, the enemy will dwell in your mind. He will dwell in your heart, and he will dwell in your behaviors, making you a vessel of his kingdom and not God's. I am very passionate about this because this is something that I've dealt with. This is something that God had to correct in me. This is something that God had to really renew and transform my mind about. Why are you operating in bitterness when I've done so much in your life? Why are you becoming impatient? Don't you know what's on the other side of this blessing? Don't you know what's on the other side of this warfare? Don't you know who you are? That's why the enemy is attacking you the way he is. If you only knew what was waiting on you on the other side of this season, you would not be impatient. You will learn how to wait on God. You will learn how to wait patiently for the Lord, as the scripture says. You will be regaining your strength in the midst of what's not happening. God has really charged me to be a resource and a vessel for women who desire to transform their mindsets, their behaviors, and their emotional responses. He's charged me to do that. There are so many women that I run into on a day-to-day basis who are just operating in fear, who have not stepped out on a thing that God has called them to do. They don't know who they truly are. They don't know their true identity in Christ. They are overly sexual. They are overly promiscuous. They are literally operating in their masculine energy, not realizing God called us to be peaceful. He called us to be feminine. He called us to be just a vessel for His light to shine on the inside of us. But when we do not have our mindsets, our behaviors, and our emotional responses connected to Him, we will become a vessel of the enemy. I've experienced it. I've been in relationships I should not have been in. I've done things I should not have done. I've been promiscuous when I should not have been. I would cope and, handle my stress and other things in the wrong way. I know what it's like. I know what you're feeling. I know what you're dealing with. But trust me when I say there is a way out. There is another way to deal with the heartbreak. There is another way to deal with people mistreating you and you being misunderstood. There is a way to deal with the abandonment. There's a way. Yes, the way is Jesus. Clearly. Duh. Like, you getting in your word, studying the word for yourself, you getting in the presence of God. Yes, that is the way. But people like me, vessels like me, who are sent to help you, to help be a coach in this area of your life, that's what I'm here for. I know who I am now. I know I'm a singer. I know I'm a vessel of God. I know that I'm a songwriter. I know that I am a writer. I know that I have books on the inside of me. I know I have songs. I have projects. I have all of these things that God is allowing me to do, but I also know that I am called to help women transform their lives in this area of their life. This is exactly why I created my 21-day discipline bootcamp. that is truly transformative, and it's so powerful that I can't even really explain to you how powerful it is. If you are having trouble getting your flesh under control, if you are having trouble thinking differently about your past and who you used to be, if you are having trouble with coming into agreement with who you are, all of the parts of who you are, sign up for the 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp. It is my 21-day experience of me praying with you, coaching you, just being with you, holding you accountable, helping you to become disciplined in what you feel, what you believe, what you do, and how you think and how you react. It is identifying the pain and the trauma and the things that you have suppressed and creating new behaviors, new mindsets, new emotional responses to what it is that you experienced in your life. If you are a leader, if you know that God has called you to do amazing things and you're struggling with lust and perversion and you have addictions and you lash out at people, you have an anger issue, join this bootcamp, please. Please. I'm going to show you how to transform your mindset. I'm going to show you how to transform your identity. You don't have to be that way anymore if you don't want to. All it takes is a decision. All you have to do is make the decision to become better, to make the decision to get out of your flesh and start operating in your spirit, the Holy Spirit, the spirit that God himself has given each and every one of us believers. Right? I hope that this video was encouraging to you all. I pray that God literally reveals himself to you so, so heavily, even throughout this video, throughout your day, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. I pray that God encounters you. I pray that he places something on the inside of your heart, something on the inside of your mind that will make you seek him and stop running from the emotions and stop running from your past and the trauma. I pray you fully heal in this season of your life. If you would like to join me in my 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp, the link is in the description box below. Let this be an investment into your future self. Let this be an investment into breaking the generational curses in your own family so you don't pass down those behaviors and those mindsets to your children, to your daughter. You can stop the cycle right now. So go ahead, click the link in my description box, and I will talk to you all in my next video. Bye. Sis, let me ask you something. Are you tired of starting strong and slipping back into old patterns? If you're ready to develop real discipline, that is spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, then this 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp is for you. I am inviting you to join my 21-Day Discipline Bootcamp happening April 21st through May 12th, 2025. This is a transformational experience for Black female entrepreneurs and leaders who are ready to align their behaviors, mindsets, and emotional responses with the Word of God. Let's face it, y'all. It's time to break cycles. Okay, it's time to build consistency and become the focused, self-controlled, purpose-driven woman you were created to be. If you are ready to transform your mind, your emotional responses, and your behaviors that align with Christ, go ahead and click the link in my show notes or go to thedreak.com/21daybootcamp. This bootcamp will be jam-packed with prayer calls, live sessions, weekly coaching videos, community, and more. This is it. This is the moment. This is your opportunity to transform your mind, your will, and your emotions by learning to develop discipline in the very areas where the enemy has dwelled in. This is the moment that you have been waiting for. This is the moment you have been praying to God for. I am so incredibly proud of you for making this decision to take the next step in your spiritual and emotional development journey. I am so excited to see you all there.